The inventory turnover ratio was looking to see if an individual firm could satisfy a one-time increase in sales. What we're looking at with asset turnover is whether it can satisfy a persistent increase in sales. So we're talking about an increase in level and have it go on for a while, like getting a large contract. Now, to break apart the ratio, we have in the numerator total revenue, just as we did for inventory turnover. So it's trying to detect the same thing in the flow measurement. But in the denominator, where the stock measurement is, we're looking at total assets instead of just the inventory. And so what we're looking at is the generative capacity of the assets. Now, a thing I really want to point out again is this is something which is very, very, very industry specific. You can compare two industries, and I'll go ahead and go back to my little consulting firm again. I have relatively few assets. I have a certain amount of square footage in my house. Just the structure of it is part of the assets that's there. It's the home office. I've got a couple of computers, some file cabinets, some chairs, and a desk, and that's it for assets. My assets are actually really, really, really small relative to my revenue. So it's the kind of thing where it's relatively easy to purchase all my assets in a month with just monthly revenue. You can compare this to something that requires a lot more assets in order to generate its product. One of the typical examples you may see is something like a modern aluminum plant, where you can walk in and you know that there is an awful lot of money that's invested in equipment there. So much of that process is automated and everything is huge. It's on a giant scale. In order to generate their revenue, they need an awful lot of assets. So these things are very, very, very firm specific. Now let's get back to the interpretation. And the idea is that it shows you the probability of a firm being able to satisfy a large increase in sales. So think about it this way. You have a firm with a relatively large amount of assets and small amount of revenue that's there. Now, you can think about it as that they simply have too much capital sitting around, but you may also think about them as being poised to expand. And so an example of this could be, if you want to put it in consulting firm context again, here it is. Everybody has a morning office and everyone has an afternoon office, just so when the sunlight works correctly kind of thing. People are working on projects, but you're not overly crowded. Now, as your revenue starts increasing, you know that you can go ahead and continue to add people. You have enough assets for it. All you have to do is reallocate the offices and stick somebody in your afternoon office, or you can start to double up on the offices, that kind of thing. And so a firm that has this much space can hire new people and actually satisfy a large increase in sales, a bunch of long-term contracts. On the other hand, if you have a firm whose assets are small relative to their total revenue, can't necessarily satisfy that large increase in sales with the current assets that are available. And so take that same accounting firm, double up all the offices, start putting people in hallways and stringing, you know, cable all over the place. Kind of situation where there is no room to put anyone else. There's no one there in order to pick up any more slack. And that kind of situation, you cannot go ahead and take on a large contract that's going to extend for a couple years. So what you're looking at here is that as your asset turnover ratio is small, you can go ahead and satisfy a persistent increase in sales. If your asset turnover is large relative to everyone else in the industry, you can't. Now remember, big numbers and small numbers in this case aren't always good and aren't always bad. The right number is someplace in the middle. If you're in one of those situations where you have a small total asset turnover, it means that your assets are not being very productive. Okay, so you're still paying the opportunity cost of maintaining all those offices for everybody without getting very much benefit out of it. Now, it does mean that you can, you know, expand if you wish to, but there is a cost to having that capacity there waiting. And similar, you can go ahead and look at total asset turnovers that are really, really, really high. Your productivity that you're getting out of every single one of those dollars that you have there in your physical plant is really, really, really high, but you can't take on any more contracts. You can't take on any more work without going ahead and rearranging your assets, purchasing more to match them up with the labor that you're going to buy. Now, to contrast inventory turnover and asset turnover again, inventory turnover is looking at your capacity to satisfy a temporary spike. Whereas asset turnover is there to see if you can actually satisfy a permanent increase. These are just one interpretation of the two ratios, but the ones that I'm looking for in terms of probabilities. Please remember in each case that the correct number is someplace in the middle. It's not at one of the extremes. In each case, being too low has costs and benefits, and being too high has costs and benefits. And you're constantly searching out that ideal that sits right around in the middle. Please note that a firm can actually be oversized as far as its total assets and have a low asset turnover ratio, where at the same time have a inventory ratio which is too small, where they're incapable of getting a satisfying a temporary increase in scales in sales. So to a certain extent, you can see things that look like a contradiction, similar to what we saw with the debt ratio and the times interest earned ratio. So you can have temporary undercapacity while having long-term overcapacity. It's something that's always going to be possible when you're comparing these stocks and flows with your ability to respond in the short term and the long term.